first matter we'll consider is Senate Bill 446, an act relating to personal safety curriculum, sponsored by Senator Grutula and Senator Halford. And I believe we have Carla Timpone here from the Network on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault as an observer, and Barbara Nicklaus from the Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. Do you wish to testify? Please come forward. And Allison Elgin is here from the Department of Education. Good afternoon.
My name is Barbara Nicklaus, and I'm Executive Director for the Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. And I will specifically speak to the need that the Council feels of implementing some sort of curriculum in the schools for sexual assault and domestic violence. The Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault supports the development of a comprehensive public safety curriculum. It is very important that children be made aware of ways to protect themselves from harm as a result of sexual assault and domestic violence. In developing the curriculum, it is important that attention be placed on the existing sexual assault domestic violence curricula as developed by the Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, Standing Together Against Rape in Anchorage, or the Youth Network in Juneau. And so these three agencies have already developed curricula for sexual assault and domestic violence. And so when there's a statewide approach, it's one of the Council's concern that the things that exist are looked at. In FY83, the Council contracted with Magima Incorporated to develop a curriculum for child sexual assault. A manual and two videotapes were developed, and one copy of the manual was sent to most school districts in the state. The Council does not have sufficient funds to further reproduce or disseminate the materials. Also, Standing Together Against Rape in Anchorage has developed a sexual assault curriculum, which has been implemented in the Anchorage School District, and the Youth Network in Juneau, which includes the Aiding Women from Abuse and Rape Emergencies, and Men Emerging Now, both Council-funded programs, has developed a comprehensive behavioral health curriculum that includes domestic violence and sexual assault components. The Youth Network's curriculum has been accepted and used in the Juneau School District. In developing a statewide public safety curriculum, existing curricula need to be reviewed and considered. Implementation plans need to address existing approaches. Also, since the topics are so sensitive, child sexual assault, domestic violence information must be presented in a sensitive manner by trained professionals. Providing children with information on domestic violence and sexual assault is very important, but it's not enough. As some communities have already experienced, a concerted approach to child sexual assault in schools will increase the number of children that disclose they have been victims. If the situation is not already a crisis, it will become one for the victim and her or his family when the information is disclosed. Each family should also be provided with training to respond to child sexual assault once that it has been disclosed. So we are basically speaking to the issue of implementing in the schools. And I know that there have been some problems with the existing piece of legislation, but we would like to support the intent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Allison Elgee with the Department of Education. The department really endorses the concept of what this bill is attempting to do. We presently are trying to develop model curriculums for both elementary and secondary programs, and this would fit in quite nicely. We could put special emphasis on this type of an effort, given some additional funding, and I believe you have a fiscal note. I'm not sure whether all of you have a fiscal note, but it would be $75,000, and it outlines how we would approach the project. The problem that we have with the legislation is the expansion of the duties of the department. The present duties of the department do allow us to do this sort of curriculum development, and we feel it's not necessary to expand the duties to something that is this specific in nature. The second problem is that the board policy has been not to mandate curriculums. We would go ahead and develop the curriculum as a model, and we would work with school districts to implement the curriculum, utilizing a variety of resources as we've outlined, but the idea of mandating that the board would oppose.
I don't quite understand that. You do mandate, in fact I read that the board is increasing its requirements for state high school graduation.
Yes, they are.
And you do mandate that you'll have a unit of English or a unit of history or, mm-hmm. or other structure.
The core requirements are outlined, yes.
With that in mind, I understand that there's a principle involved, and I have a serious problem, let me say, with the, as applied to me as a legislator, with politicians coming in and mandating curriculum. Mm-hmm. I'm very concerned about that. But I don't understand the issue as it applies to whether the board should mandate it, because that's what the board exists for.
Well, the board could do that if they so chose, but it's been their policy not to. When they design by regulation the core requirements, they don't tell the school districts what should be included in that one unit of science or that one unit of math. That is still a district option.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The way the bill is drafted to provide a public safety curriculum, that doesn't mean you have to mandate. All
no.
It says is you'll provide it.
No.
Right now, the school districts have adopted it. They've done it based on funding that came through other sources that are in trouble. And if you pick it up, you can provide it with a little less cost to STAR in place of doing the work on it. Mm-hmm.
Now, this language would allow us the flexibility as to whether or not it should be mandated. We feel it's duplicative in that the duties of the department already allow us to do that sort of activity. Our real problem is one of funding. There has been a proposed substitute for this piece of legislation which would in fact mandate it, and that we would be definitely opposed to.
Now, are you speaking of a committee substitute for Senate Bill 446 that you've seen?
It was something that was shared with me by Senator Petula's office as a possible substitute.
So you prefer the original version?
Two versions, yes. Yeah. But it would be our suggestion that all we would need is funding with intent language as an addition to the appropriations bill.
Once a curriculum is developed in this area, would that be an ongoing process as pedagogy undergoes development and change and we learn more about behavior? Mm-hmm. Would you have to go back to the drawing board and redesign the curriculum?
I believe that the curriculum that would be developed at the state level as a model, once in place in the districts, would undergo a reevaluation process. It's an important part of curriculum development that you do have a reevaluation of curriculum in place. But that would be done at the district level at that point, and they would assess the curriculum after they had utilized it for a period of time to determine, you know, whether or not it was effective.
Senator.
Well, what if instead of having to provide the exact curriculum, you were providing the advisory and consulting services to the school districts to develop the curriculum? I mean, at what point can we be making a statement that we want that to be part of your efforts in developing that curriculum and not do it in such a way that you feel it's something we don't want?
Well, all I can say is that we're doing that right now, and that's one of the priorities of the board is the development of the model elementary and secondary curriculum projects. To put this kind of a focus, we would need some additional funding, and that was my point, that all we needed was the intent language, that was what you would like us to do with it, and then we would.
Are you already developing a curriculum in this area?
A physical education health curriculum. It is not as specific as what's called for here.
Well, our school district has adopted the program on domestic violence, sexual abuse, and assault, and has done very well with it. And it's come out of school district funds, and it's also come out of the program funds that the agency has been working on. And I just want to make sure it gets funded. I'm not sure that I care whether this bill passes or how it gets there, just so it gets done. Mm-hmm. And it seems like the passage of the bill, just as it was initially introduced, makes it one of your mandated functions, or to provide, not to do anything, but at least provide the input.
Yeah, it has been our effort to try to keep those duties from being so narrow, and the other duties of the department do allow us that flexibility to do exactly what you'd like us to do. So from our perspective, it really is only a matter of funding problem at this point.
I'm concerned that if you have this kind of mandate, that then if I'm elected again, I'll come back and require a curriculum in Baroque music or something like that.
That potential
okay. Any other questions?
I think life safety, personal safety, is a little higher level
than the
Baroque
music. That's the difference between the Democrat and the Republican. Mr. Green?
I'll accept that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Bob Green, and I represent the school boards. I've heard the testimony of the previous witness, and I guess if I present my testimony in a kind of a two-stage approach. The first one would be to support the testimony, in that I think that is an appropriate way to deal with particular problems in the curriculum. Currently, as you're well aware, there is no statutory provision to mandate any portion of the curriculum. And I don't know that the sponsors of the bill really intended to be the first ones to break into that arena. We support the concept of, and the need for the things that have to be done in that particular area. I also was very much appreciative of the comments of you, Mr. Chairman, at our symposium when you talked about the role of the legislature in curriculum revision and development of excellence, that as long as it gets done, that's the important thing. And I think that the department is heading in the right direction in designing model curriculums and programs for review by districts for implementation. Having said all that, I'd say that's my first druthers. If, on the other hand, in the wisdom of the legislature, you feel compelled by virtue of an identified need to have language in legislation directly.
Will the Senate please come to order?
I would recommend that it be considered as part of the powers of the department, and that the language be directed to put a consultative services to local school districts for implementation of the curriculum. Senator Helfer indicated that the Anchorage area has already accomplished this. That's really not the big, when projects are undertaken in the state, Anchorage usually has enough people to design their own. I guess my concern will be all the other areas of the state where it'd be most efficient for the department to do some designing and assisting, particularly in the smaller districts. The department can't implement a curriculum in the schools, only the local school boards can. It's a fact of life. They have to do it. It can't be legislative.
This is his wife, Erna, and she was very charming in her addressing us there and taking care of us and making sure everything was went as smooth.
Suggested as my second brothers, maybe add one thing and drop the terminology K-12 and just say the public schools, because that seems to be universal throughout all of the other sections of that particular section of the law. It always refers to the public schools, and that just means K-12.
I'm not sure I understand. You would prefer that we, as a legislature, fund the department to carry this function on with an intent statement.
Yes.
But assuming that for reasons of its own judgment, the legislature decides that it has to make a statement about this matter of child abuse, sexual abuse. And therefore, the way the legislature normally does that is through legislation. What is your recommendation? Looking at Senate Bill 446,
Will the Senate please come to order?
First of all, I don't have the citation in front of me, but there is another citation in reference to the department, and it's called Powers of the Department. And the function of that section is more permissive. I guess that's a kind of a fine point. You left it in section 14-07-020, duties of the department. It's a mandatory function. I guess I don't have any terrible problems with that. However, I would suggest in section 14,
just 14-07-020 is duty of the department. 14-07-030 is powers of the department.
Yes.
It says the department may.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Then provide language that in essence would read, provide advisory and consultative services. To local school districts in designing and implementing.
Supreme Court decision, I think it's apparent that cap needs to be clear, needs to be adjusted, and that could mean up to
100. In the public schools, and not necessarily refer to grades kindergarten through 12, because that appears to me that you would want 13 different levels of curriculum developed.
Yeah, I think we may have an even easier way to do it in the draft that's right in front of us. And if you go back to the first page and look at number 3, it says provide advisory and consulting services to all public schools, school governing bodies, and personnel. All we'd have to do is add, including a personal safety curriculum relating to fire safety, health and hygiene, the prevention of child abuse, sexual abuse, and domestic violence.
Sure. Or including designing and implementing a curriculum and use the rest of that language.
Well, I think they object to implement, but we want to get the support in terms of the curriculum development. But provide advisory and consultative services to all public school governing bodies and personnel, including a personal safety curriculum relating to fire safety, health and hygiene, and prevention of child abuse, sexual abuse, and domestic violence.
But the difference is that Mr. Green is saying that it should be as a non-mandatory
power not to do.
Is that a major issue to you? Any questions to Mr. Reed? Not at this. Mr. Manners?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Bob Manners, NEA Alaska. My testimonies are brief. NEA Alaska supports the concepts that are intended in this legislation. We have a caution in terms of the curriculum development component of it, and that it's our strong feeling that the community needs that are unique to a particular community need to be reflected in the process, and that the emphasis should accommodate that perspective. Additionally, from time to time, there's an implication that the solutions to the problems are necessary there because of the presence of the curriculum. And in that regard, we would hope that there's not a presumption that the mere presence of a curriculum is necessarily going to cause a problem to have its resolution. And some of the issues that are addressed in this particular legislation, teachers really are not the persons that deliver the service that deals with the fact of the problem subsequently. And we would like that point to be a part of the deliberation.
You're saying that we overload your profession with expectations, social expectations, socializing expectations?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm suggesting that by training and background, the counseling and the support mechanisms for people who are suffering as a result of child abuse or sexual abuse and so on, that's not necessarily an issue for the schools to have to deal with subsequently.
Well, but the curriculum is not designed to do that, I take it. It's designed to make people aware of what is in the realm of appropriate or inappropriate behavior, and where there are help sources.
In that regard, we feel strongly about it. Sometimes the awareness, though, has an implication of a resolution or an answer or a solution to the problem. And I think that has to deal with the community in general as well.
Any questions, Mr. Matt? No, thank you.
Thank you.
Carla, too?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Carla Timpon. I'm a statewide coordinator of the Alaska Network on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, a nonprofit corporation. I have submitted a copy of the network's position paper to members of the committee, and rather than just reiterate what you already have in writing, I'd like to emphasize a couple of points. My major concern in terms of the curriculum is its development. As Barbara Miklos mentioned in her testimony, there are already three curricula being used in the state, here in Juneau, in Anchorage, and on somewhat of a statewide basis. I think Senator Hoffman, the curriculum you were referring to is one that STAR in Anchorage had a hand in producing and implementing. In Juneau, two of the network's programs, AWARE and MEND, have developed a K-12 curriculum that was piloted in some Juneau schools last year and is being used in Juneau schools this year. I don't really see a need to reinvent the wheel. I think that those three curricula can be reviewed, modified if necessary for statewide use,
and perhaps even tailored for urban and rural use and then implemented statewide. My other concern is that unless the curriculum use is mandated, what assurance is there that it will in fact be implemented? That is naturally a concern that the network has. We would like to see more than the development of a curriculum. We'd like to see its implementation. My other concern has to do with training. The curricula that have been developed to date and are being used in school are not being presented in classrooms by classroom teachers. They are being presented by people trained in the field of child sexual assault and domestic violence. That is not a trend that we'd like to see changed. However, we think that classroom teachers do need a minimum amount of training in these areas, as Senator Josephson pointed out, so that they can recognize behavior patterns and fulfill their legal obligation to report suspected cases of child sexual assault. Thank you.
Are there other witnesses to be heard on this bill? Senator Alford, if we utilize the original bill, Senator 446, and as you suggested on line 17, after the word personnel, said something to this effect, including the design of curricula for the public schools, including materials relating to fire safety, health and hygiene, and the prevention of child abuse, sexual abuse, and domestic violence. Would that, since you recall, if you would be able to that, is there objective?
I think it would. I'd like to make it as strong as we can, but I do agree with the concern for this being the first thing that we turn around and mandate and correct. I'd probably do that, but I don't think it would go much further after this point. So I think that amendment probably is just as good a job as we can of it. And if the Finance Committee decides that it's better met by funding, at least they'll have received a message from this committee that it was important enough to send up there for a fiscal note, and if they want to do it with funding otherwise, that's the way the bill goes. But I'd like to, if nothing else, send it as a message.
Well, I'd ask you to move the amendment then, which I've written.
I move your conceptual amendment.
And objection to that? No, I've got that amendment. That also involves, of course, the deletion of what is shown as sub 14. And then on the bill itself.
And I would move the bill that you passed the
objection. Not move the bill. There will be a CS which embraces the amendment, and that bill will be recorded tomorrow. To the next item, which is Senate Resolution 9, a committee resolution relating to a state policy for the development of the disabled. Carolyn Berg. I voted to report that matter. I think you're probably a proponent of it. But the rest of the committee would not be fit to do that. So I would urge you to let Senator Ray know your views and find out when that hearing will be.
Okay. Thank you. Now, that next week, did you say which committee will that be?
Judiciary Committee.
Judiciary.
Yes,
that's right.
Okay. Excuse me for interrupting.
Very much.
Okay. Mr. Gregovich?
Yes.
Yes, my name is Bob Gregovich. Bob, let me just say, Mr. Burke, see, there is Senate Resolution 9 and Senate Joint Resolution 9, and they're different propositions. You got the numbers right, but the joint resolution has to do with an amendment to the U.S. Constitution.
Yes, thank you. The joint resolution
is the one you're after. Excuse me, Bob. On SR 9.
Yes, I'm Bob Gregovich. I'm the program administrator for developmental disabilities and the Division of Mental Health and Developmental Disabilities, Department of Health and Social Services. And I'm here for to provide you with some testimony from the department's point of view on this resolution. I think it'd be best if I just read what I have as it is, and I'll submit this to you once reading. It's very brief. The resolution requests that the governor submit a comprehensive plan for legislature for persons with developmental disabilities. The Department of Health and Social Services is already engaged in the process of developing a long-range plan for this, as well as other areas. Therefore, even though the Department of Health and Social Services cannot speak for other departments of the state or for local government, it finds that even though the resolution may be worthwhile, that it is unnecessary. Therefore, the Department of Health and Social Services did not support the passage of the Senate resolution.
On the basis of it, it's being redundant to efforts that you're now
That's correct.
Undertaking. Now,
but the resolution does say appropriate departments and agencies. And there may be other departments and agencies who are as enlightened as you are that might need a little prodding from a resolution.
To what degree do you consider the Council for the Handicapped and Gifted insofar as its annual plans recommending community-based services are concerned?
My own particular division, a great deal. We have a hand in administering the funds for the council and whatever, and transmitting that plan that you referred to the federal government. With regard to I think what you're driving at here is, at least the way I conceptualize it, is that the council's plan, which we reinforce a great deal, I think a very good one, is in the main a conceptual plan, and what remains to be done is the implementation plan for what services may be needed. And I think that's what we're both talking about here, is that comprehensive meet about what we can all get together. And that's already being done by our department, so the fields are done.
All right, thank you very much. Are there other persons to be heard regarding this?
Is there another way to express that, is that we're supporting what you're already doing?
Motion on SI-9. Okay. Senator Halpern moves for approval of SR9 as our objection. Not the matter will be reported. Is there other business to come before us? If not, we adjourn.